very strong language of standing there with choshuv, she'ena choshuv. Yeah, roshechem, b'fnei Hashem lekechem, roshechem, your head, shivtechem, ziknechem, shetrechem, kol Yesh Yisrael. The apostle talks about the various different social standings. And then the apostle says, kol Yesh Yisrael, all klal Yisrael, tabchem, your children, neshechem, your wives, gerecho shebekerev, machanech, mochoitei, veitzecho, shoiv, mimecho, for the wood choppers, for the water carriers, the avcho b'vris Hashem lekecho. This parasha is always read before Rosh Hashanah. Always read before Rosh Hashanah. And the message over here clearly is giving us a final message before we go into Yom HaDin to understand how we should be approaching Yom HaDin, how you should be approaching Rosh Hashanah. And I want to just introduce you to a mind-blowing theme. Something I believe that if one understands clearly, we've got a few minutes over here, but if you understand it clearly, I think it would be an entirely different mindset. When you enter Rosh Hashanah, there'll be a paradigm shift completely different to what one thinks beforehand. I want to go through this just briefly, but the message here is extremely profound. Rosh Hashanah, as we know, is Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment. Yom Kippur is a Day of Atonement. In other words, we know on Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Sforim in front of him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for our deeds and he sees whether we have behaved, whether we haven't behaved, whether we could have done better, whether we couldn't have done better, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us accordingly. And then we have a Aseres Yemei Teshuva, Rosh Hashanah part of Aseres Yemei Teshuva, and then we have Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is a day of Slicha v'Kapara, where we say Hashem Nebegadnu and we say Al Chait. Wouldn't that not have been better for it to be turned around? Start with Yom Kippur, and there we go through the whole process of saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashamnu, Bagadnu, we did this, we did that wrong, forgive us, yeah, and Vayav Hashem upon Abikra Hashem, you'd give him, and purified herself, and reach a level of after Ne'ilah, then we go into Rosh Hashanah with a completely new slate. We go into Rosh Hashanah completely clean, and then we start off new. Why start Rosh Hashanah and then go into Yom Kippur? It's obviously a question that we all have. And in fact, if Rosh Hashanah is a time of asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu and pleading with a Kodesh Baruch Hu and to do tshuva, it's one of the Seres made tshuva, there's nothing in Rosh Hashanah davening that talks about tshuva. Nothing. Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha. Okay, fine, thank you. That's it. Avinu Chatanu Lefanecha. That's it. Yeah? Avinu Ein Bona Masim, Masim Ona Mam Shabbat. Fine. But there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did this wrong, I did that wrong, forgive me. Nothing. It's a Aseres Yemei Teshuva. It's part of the times of Teshuva. Why isn't it there? So I want to go through a piece of... This is a piece which is an incredibly powerful piece. And the modern day psychologists use this a lot. And this is from Revolver. If you want to look it up yourself, it's in... In Ali Shor, in Chelik Aleph, in the first Chelik, in page Kuf Samach Ches. And he says, yes, that word sounds scary, right? Not after you learn this piece. He says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Laf Lamazayin Madalef, Kol Odom Chayiv Ladas, Chayiv Loima, Kol Echod Ve'echod Chayiv Loima, every single person is obliged to say, is Mukhuyiv to say, Bishvili Nivra Ha'ilam, the world has been created for me, says Rashi Kloima. Choshuv ani ka'olam moli. I am chashuv like the whole world, and therefore le'etzad es atzmin la'olam avera achas. I will not bother the world with one avera. What does that mean? Ka'olam moli means that from the time the world was created and forever, there's never been an individual as important as me. There's never been somebody who has had my background, who has my potential, who has my challenges, who has my unique abilities, that I am the one, b'shvili nivra, and that was the world was created for me. Because of me, the world was created. No, it sounds like gaiva. It sounds incredible. Ego. Somebody once asked this to the altar, to the Sonoma Rebbe. And the Sonoma Rebbe said at that time, there was a, they sent over some famous British doctors to one of the colonies to investigate medicine. And in order for this doctor to go, you can't just send a doctor there. You've got to send a security, You've got to have taking his family with him. You've got to have teachers. If you have teachers, then you've got to make sure that there are people there who can schlep the stuff and people who can build. He's going to be there for a few years. He needs to send over a whole team. Mm-hmm. And eventually, it worked out with the team. There's over 70 people who went out for this team. One night, the doctor's sitting in his tent with a lantern there, with a paraffin lantern, and he's working over some scripts and working on some medicines that he found. So one of the schleppers there says to him, "Doctor, all of us are sleeping. Yeah, you're the most important person here. You're the most choshev. You should be sleeping more than anybody. You know, you're the person we all respect. You should be sleeping." He said, "You don't understand. I'm only here because you're only here because of me. In other words, if I wasn't doing my work, there'd be no point of you being here. Understand who we are in this world. Understand that we are, that everybody in this world is here for us. Chayiv, not mutter, permitted. Chayiv." And says Rav Volba, I want to read one line of what he says. He says, join us. This is an incredible piece. He says like this. Good, came just the right time. Listen to his word. B'li to'adat chashivut ein avoida b'toira. What does that mean? B'li to'adat chashivut. Without a person knowing how choshev they are, ein avoida b'toira. It is worthless to learn Torah. It is worthless to try and understand Torah or to know what part you have in Torah until a person knows their self-worth. It is worthless. He said the danger is that we, as a people who understand what Musa, the importance of Musa is we concentrate on Isur Mira. It's Isur Mira. And we start opening Musa Sefer and we start realizing that we have failings here and we have failings there and we're not keeping this and we're not keeping that and we get Yeush and we become discouraged and we become upset and we feel, you know, what's it all about? We come, says Rav Volba, that he says, He brings from Chayvus Alvavus. He says, "Acher roimus hanefesh." After a person realizes who he is, fahis nase, and because who he is on the levels of greatness, then he says, "Videa berura b'midas hatoyva magunos." Then he will understand who great he is. Then he can start talking about how bad other things are. He said, but until a person realizes who they are, you don't dare start talking about, thinking about how bad you are. And he says, I'd just read a little thing where he says, "Ein af echad meitanu." There's no one from us. "She'ein mitzpuna meyaser el chatoim shoyin." They don't have a conscience that thinks about our bad, our failings. "Kashem maschil lulmoid musa." When we start learning musa, "Misoire teikav amatzpun." Our conscience worries us. "Umaschil lones chateinu." And reminds us of our sins. And that causes us to become depressed. It doesn't allow us to see how great we are. We have failings. You've got to overcome those feelings. He said, use Musa in order to push down how greatness we are and make us feel that we are bad or we are weak. Only once we know how great we are, and we know with the depth of our heart, not that we know, we really feel it, then we can start uprooting the bad in ourselves. But he says, charota from the chet. But until we know how great we are, we can't start talking about how bad we are. He said, Rabbi Yerucham used to say, "Oi!" I read what he used to say. "Oi! If we don't know how many failings we have, otherwise we don't know what to fix. But oi vavoi! If we don't know our greatness, because we wouldn't know what tools we have." Again, "Oi! If we don't know what failings we have, because we wouldn't know what to fix. But oi vavoi! If we don't know what milus we have, because we wouldn't know what tools we have." Says Rav Volba, this is Rav Volba Rabbi Yisrael, this is not one of Sifri of Chassidus who talks about, this is real Litvish Musa. He says, any Musa Sefer you learn, you have to see in it the godless of it, Shara Tshuva, by the way, if you learn Shara Tshuva, it is it is fire and brimstone. And he imam should feel, so he says, no, you're reading it wrong. He says, for example, he says charata. What's charata? He says, he brings a quote, V'rom izoyz ke yisrael nefesh hayakora achzori. You've got such a beautiful soul. You're so great. How can you be so wicked to it? So he says, Umaha ilu b'kol kinyono imra b'ein adonel. With all its beauty, how can I go against the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Look how great I am. It's pasnished. I'm so great. How can I do that? Not, oh, what a terrible things I've done, and I'm such a bad person. No, I'm such a great person. And therefore, how can I possibly go against Ribbono Shel Olam? I'd like to say that the Pasuk over here is teaching us exactly that. Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem, says Al Shech HaKodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu is bringing together all Klal Yisrael. Put them together, Rasheichem, Shivteichem, Ziknechem, Shaitreichem. You bring everyone there.
It's
the question
call,
is
Rashi Tevos Atem,
yeah,
Ashkenazim, Temanim, and Mizrahim.
Thank you. Yeah. So why is he doing that? It's Asa Al Sheikh.
Yehudi.
So what's so he says, why is he suddenly bringing everyone together? Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to people. Who did he speak to? He spoke to the Nesi'im to give over the message. Brought the Nesi'im in. He spoke to them. But over here, Atim Mitzvah Hayom Kulchem. Everyone is here. Why? Because it's Ifnei Hashem Aleikeichem. Because when it comes to me teaching Klal Yisrael over Torah, I've got to speak to the leaders. But when it's standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lifnei Hashem Alekeichem, then why? Because Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Alekeichem. Because all of you are standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if you stand in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's nobody knows who's great and who's not great. And therefore, I've got to bring every single person over here, because who knows who's greater than somebody else? Who knows whose nefesh and neshama is greater? The Gemara Paskins, let's say you have a gun, and you have the Gadol HaDor, who is the leader of the generation, and he is a person who's leading Klal Yisrael, and you have next to him, you have this criminal, this lowlife, this person who's a drug addict, right? And you say to the Gadol HaDor, take this gun and shoot this guy, otherwise I'll shoot you. Is he allowed to? No. Why? Says the Gemara, because who knows whose blood is redder? Whose blood is redder? Come on. Whose blood is redder? Come on. The answer is, you don't know. You don't know whose blood is redder. Who knows? This person may have incredible nisuinus, and he fights against himself. He is a great, great person. This tzaddik may not have so many nisuinus. He may be a genius. He may be brilliant. He may have leadership. But who knows? Who knows whose blood is redder? So says the Pasuk, Atim Nitzavim Hayoim. You're standing in front. Kulchem. Why Kulchem? Why not the great people? Because it's Lifnei Hashem Aleikeichem. Because in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I want everybody there. Everybody's equal. They had once had a tshuva bar Moshe. The penicillin just came out. And I asked Rav Moshe, who should I give the penicillin to? If you have a person who's a child, an adult, a Talmud Chochem, a philanthropist, so Rav Moshe says, we know who's great. In front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, everybody's great. Give it to the first person who needs it. You know, sometimes a person wants to give away a kidney. No, I only want to give it to this. Do you know who's great? Do you know who's not great? How dare you? Lifnei Hashem Alekeichem. Some Hayoim Kulchem. Lifnei Hashem Alekeichem. In front of everyone, Lifnei Hashem Alekeichem. Everyone is great in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Pasuk carries on. And the Pasuk says, Kol Ish Yisrael. Says in Ma'al Shech. Read what he says. What shall Kol Ish Yisrael? He says, every single person in Klal Yisrael. He says, what must Kol Ish Yisrael? Listen to this. Kloima. Kol HaKitois. It doesn't matter where you are. Heim Ish Yisrael. A part of Klal Yisrael. Kloima means to say, Kichol Yisrael Goy Echotu. Because all Klal Yisrael are Goy Echot, the one nation. Kichol HaNeshomois Heim Mishoirish VeEchus Echot. Every single Neshama in Klal Yisrael comes from the same quality. Ukashi Ish Echot Kolim Evorim Rabin. Because Kulam Heim Ish Echot. We all contribute to one being. He says, one could be the head, one could be the feet, one could be the spleen, one could be the tonsils. Doesn't matter. But we're all one person. Kol Ish Yisrael. And that's what the Parsha is telling me here. Atin Mitzavim Hayoim. What's Hayoim? Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. Tzavim Hayoim. Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. Kulchem. All of you is Ifnei Hashem Alekeichem. It doesn't matter who you are. You're all Ifnei Hashem Alekeichem. You're all valued. You're all special. And he says, Kol Ish Yisrael. That is who we are. And therefore, what was the question? The question was, why do we start with Rosh Hashanah and go into Yom Kippur? Why do we start doing Shuvah and say, Hashamnu, we're terrible, Rabbein Shalim, we sinned, we gadnu, gazalnu, debarnu doifi, hevinu, and then go to Rosh Hashanah? The teretz is, because if you do that, you're dead in the water. You're finished. Until you know who you are in Rosh Hashanah, you don't dare go into Yom Kippur. Who are we in Rosh Hashanah? Rebbein Shloim Maloich Al Kola Olam Kula Bechaveda. Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Melech, you the Melech. Everybody, what I want on Rosh Hashanah, I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm not asking for panasa. I'm not asking for any of this. I'm asking for one thing. Zochreinu lachaim, melechofetz b'chaim, v'kosveinu b'seifa chaim. Why? Leman cho elikim chaim. All I want to do is my job. You told me, o b'shvili nivra ha'olam. I want to do my job properly, o b'shvili nivra ha'olam. Let me understand how great you are, and what responsibilities I have, and of course I'll become part of this next year's factory of running the world. I need to know who you are. I need to know what a melech you are. I need to know how privileged I am. And once I get that, then I have a part in this world. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. Then, only then, when I know how great I am and what my opportunities are and my greatness and potential are to make a difference in the world, then I can start going to Yom Kippur and saying, Rabbeinu Shloim, I'm sorry, I'm not good, I want to do the Sumira, I need your help. Only then you can do that. But if you did it the other way around, we cannot possibly allow that to happen. That is where Rosh Hashanah is before Yom Kippur. And that is Gadlus. So Rabbeinu Shloim wants us, by Rosh Hashanah, not to walk in like a shmata, to walk into Rosh Hashanah feeling, oy, you know, it's beginning of Seris Mei Tshuva, Rabbeinu Shloim, I'm so terrible. You know, what did I do this year? You know, I don't know whether you want me to next year, but I'm hoping you allow me to go through next year. Rabbeinu Shloim wants you to stand up there and say, Rabbeinu Shloim, I am here to serve you. I am here to make a difference to your world. I know you need me, because Bishvili Nivra Olam, the world is created for me. I know you need me. I'm here for you. I'm here to make that difference. Yeah? Don't talk about last year wasn't that great. I'm here for you. I'm here to make the difference. Go in there, stand there proud. Go in there and stand there with confidence that I am here. You called me, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here ready to serve. Kulchem lifnei Hashem alekeichem. I am standing in front of you, Kol Yesh Yisrael. After that, of course, once you have that message clear, then you can start purifying yourself, Sur Mira, and the Shamnu, and Bagadnu, and the Seres Mei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur. That is a message. Go in there with pride. Go in there with confidence. Go in there with Gadlus, knowing who you are, a servant of the Rebbeinu Shlom, Im Kabonim, Im Kavodim. And then we can start focusing there. Just want to finish off. The Pasuk says, Mechoyte Veitzechel, Ad Shoyev Mimechel. Who is this Choyte? Who are the woodchoppers? Who the water carriers? Who are these people? Says Rashi, in other words, they came to be Megaya, the Kananim. Who are the Kananim? Who are the Kananim? Kananim are what we say. But what do we say? Leisachaya kol neshama. These are despicable people. Leisachaya kol neshama. We want to uproot them. We've got to kill them. And they came to be Messiah. Says the Ramban, not like we made Gevoinim that you managed to fool Yeshua, because nobody could fool Moshe Rabbeinu. But they wanted, they had the cheshit to connect with Klal Yisrael. And so what did Moshe do? And he says, woodchoppers. So the Torah Tumima asks, he says, is Moridig Akash, Torah Tumima asks, and you have to, it's just, we finish off with this message, it's a phenomenal message. He asks, it says by Yeshua, he made a choit vi eitzim v'shoi v'mayim le'edo ul mizbeach Hashem ad hayoim hazeh ol mokem asher yivcha. Who did they chop wood for? For fires, for the Rebbeinu Shloim, for the Mizbeach, and they carried water for the Mizbeach. Asks the Tzefes Bracha with the Baal Torah Tumima, he says, what kind of punishment is that? They came and fooled Yeshua, and he gave them a very prestigious position of cutting wood for the Mizbeach, for the Korbanos. He said, these people, you know, that's a punishment. You made them into woodchoppers. Don't woodchoppers chopping wood for barbecue. They're chopping wood for the Mizbeach. Why did he give it to them? He said he does know the answer, and anybody who knows the answer, please send him a letter to give him the answer. That is what the Torah to me were begged. So Rebbe Reb Chaim Kaufman said, I would have answered him. I would have sent him this letter. He said, he brings from the Balaturim. He said, the Pasuk says, V'chiyazid ish al re'eyu lahor goi ba'oromo im misbechitzi kechena mamus. A person who murders somebody, ba'oromo in a, what's oromo? In a trickery, you should be taken from them as, sorry? In deceitful, you should be taken from them as be'ach. Where else does it say the word? Only one other place says a balaturim. He says, oromo, he says, base v'mesira lahor goi ba'oromo, and it says, V'yasu gam heima ba'oromo, by Yeshua, by the Gevoinim. What's the connection? Says, the Rosh, the Balaturim brings from the Rosh. Listen to these. Zeh shehezin larid baroma v'richik asmim adis Yisrael. Those who try to do trickery, deceitful, and they try to take themselves away from Klal Yisrael, what happens to them? Take them away, kill them. However, they came close through trickery, deceitful to come close. I don't care how I come, I want to come close to Mizbeach. They were worthy to become a worthy position. They distanced themselves from Mizbeach and then came closer to Mizbeach. That is what he brings from the Rosh. What do we see from this? You can get a person who is the Kenanim, the Gevonim, people who are despicable, furthest away from Yiddishkeit possible. You're supposed to kill and get rid of them. No, I want to come close. You want to come close? Come as close as you can. Come to my Mizbeach. Come. Work for me. You can't part of the Mizbeach. And you can get a person who is a potentially tremendously high, is on the Mizbeach. Take him off, I don't want him. It's all about what our want is. But again, the focus is, understand, that it's all in our hands. It's all the greatness of who we are. When you understand the greatness of Rosh Hashanah, of Molecha Kol Olam Kula B'Chvedecho, that we are part of this incredible position to be able to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are responsible, only then we can start thinking about Yom Kippur and start thinking about the Lotov, the Sumira, and with that, Ezra Hashem, the Hiskarvus of Kodesh Baruch Hu should be such that we should all have this Hakorah and understanding of the Ksiva V'Chachamim.